From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama attended India's Republic Day parade today in New Delhi. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the two-hour procession was cheerful despite rain.
India's military hardware, much of it imported from Russia, rolled down the parade route overseen by President Obama and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A loud cheer went up as the president stepped from his armored car. The two leaders sat in a bulletproof but not weatherproof enclosure as colorful floats passed in the rain depicting life of fishermen in the state of Goa, matchmaking in the state of Madhya Pradesh. A band played sitting atop camels. Daredevil stunt riders got the thumbs up from Obama. The first U.S. president to view the parade that ended with a Russian-made fighter jet flying vertically into the clouds, leaving the crowd below breathless. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
There's more fighting reported in eastern Ukraine despite a ceasefire. Western countries are urging Russia to restrain the rebels it supports who are attacking Ukrainian government troops. NPR's Corey Flintoff is in Kiev, Ukraine, and says violence has increased.
The United States and the EU have urged the separatists and Russia to return to the Minsk ceasefire agreement. Many people here in Kiev believe that the separatists are now trying to capture as much territory as possible before they go back to any kind of negotiations.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is blaming Ukraine for the surge in violence. Blizzard conditions are expected from Philadelphia north to New England starting tonight. The storm could dump several feet of snow on the region. NPR's Tovia Smith reports residents are being told to stay home.
Officials are warning of whiteout conditions, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and 2 feet of snow or even more. Residents are being told to stay home and prepare for what may be days of power outages. Lines have been long at grocery and hardware stores as people have been stocking up on supplies, and airlines are already announcing cancellations in advance of the storm.
NPR's Tovia Smith. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Secret Service agents recovered a device on White House grounds early today.
A device that has been recovered by the Secret Service at the White House. The early indications are that it does not pose any sort of ongoing threat right now to anybody at the White House.
The Secret Service says the device appears to be a small drone. Voters in Greece have chosen a leftist party in national parliamentary elections on Sunday. The leader of the Syriza party, Alexis Tsipras, has now been sworn in as Greece's new prime minister. Tsipras has vowed to end economic austerity programs Greece adopted to shore up its finances. EU officials are concerned Greece will fail to pay back upcoming debts. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 73 points at 17,608. The Nasdaq is down 15 points. You're listening to NPR News. Astronomers are keeping an eye on a large asteroid that will fly by Earth this morning. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports the asteroid poses no danger.
The asteroid is about the size of two Rose Bowl stadiums. Paul Chodas heads NASA's Near Earth Object Program. He says it will come within less than a million miles of Earth.
It's a remarkably close approach for an asteroid this size.
Don't panic, everyone. This is definitely going to miss. But Chodas says scientists are still excited.
It's a rare opportunity for astronomers to see a good-sized asteroid up close.
They'll be pointing giant radar dishes at the asteroid to get a better picture of what it looks like. And that data could prove useful, especially if we someday spot a similar rock coming right towards us. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Officials from Malaysia Airlines say the company's website was hacked today. The hackers first claimed support for the so-called Islamic State. Then the airline's website image was replaced with a claim of responsibility from a hacker group. The Malaysia Airlines website was down for several hours. A survey finds U.S. gas prices have dropped 13 cents over the past 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey finds the average cost of a gallon of regular gas has fallen to $2.07. The survey found the most expensive regular gasoline was in San Francisco. It was at $2.54 per gallon. The least expensive gasoline was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That was $1.73 per gallon. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.